off. Any musical interludes? Anything? That's intros. Okay. We don't need them.
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
Couldn't have missed an Abingo Jake. She was a bad girl, nevertheless. My place, baby, I'm your red. Bad way, so it's a grip. Have my face, baby, don't trip. Take a bit, I don't know how that felt. Looking at you sideways, party
on till. Genius.
Sounds good.
I know only one way to top that.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Nutty Buddies.
You do.
We talked. You didn't. You is a surprise, isn't it? Should I crack it open?
You remembered.
Good.
The Nutty Buddy.
Actually, it's been so long. I remembered.
Let's go. Yeah, and I burned all my cows today, so I can.
You
eat
did.
This. Oh yeah.
All right.
Give me.
Take one and pass it around.
Give me
and
one.
And they're cold.
Them.
Give me.
Oh my gosh,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
Yeah, it's freezing.
Do you want to share? Or are you going to eat both of those?
I'm not going to eat both of them.
Okay, I'll share with you.
I am.
You share with me, okay?
Are you kidding me?
Give me one.
Were these the ones you said you ate them in a special way, Luke?
Give me that.
No, this one's Spencer's thing.
Oh,
no,
this
Spencer's
I do thing. Eat these in a special way. You ready?
Oh, I just.
But I probably everyone eats them the way that I do.
Can you pass me one? Or are you going to share half of one?
Oh, mama.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's nectar.
Mm. Oh, the peanut butter and the crunch.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Nectar of the God.
Brendan, you want one?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Cooper, here.
Oh, it's legit.
Someone said something very funny. They said that Brendan is your Toby.
My Toby?
Oh, yeah. The way he was treated last time.
Like you're Michael Scott.
Toby, go away!
See ya.
Which makes him the hero then.
Man, these cold are real nice. I'll tell you
they're
what.
They're pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cold is.
Those are pretty melts in your mouth kind of thing.
Sometimes I like to separate them.
It's kind of hard to separate when they're cold like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good.
Oh.
All right.
Man, we made it.
We made it.
Yeah. And.
Oh,
got some strawberry wafers.
Oh, those. This is what I'm here for.
It's like Christmas Day.
I'm here for this.
Mm-hmm.
This is
you want to try one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These are like probably the best
cookies. These are the Vortmans.
Do you like the yellow ones, the strawberry ones, or the
well, these look
ones.
Vanilla, but they're strawberry. So
yeah.
They're kind of crumbly.
Give me that.
Give me that. Here.
This is like.
These are very, okay.
And I've talked about this before, but I feel like it needs to be mentioned again. Going to Costco with Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what it's like.
You should write a song about going to Costco with Dad.
Yeah.
Be a quick song.
Costco's a happy place.
There's actually such a big difference going to Costco with Dad, going to Costco with Luke.
What's
this
the difference?
This is no offense. It's probably for
one's
my betterment.
One's not?
No.
Just factual
it's like,
information.
I'll be like, should I get this?
Oh, this is more important. You split these.
Yeah.
That's how you eat these. You split them down the middle.
I get another one because I did it wrong.
Yeah, you got to split them.
I don't know. They're so cold. I'm just eating.
I had soup for dinner, so I have some more calories.
All right. On popular opinion, we'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Soup's
my
not a real
stupid.
Meal.
Actually, well, can you give your hot take on soup? Because I think you're right, but I also disagree.
Oh, soup is not that good. Soup is just good food in water.
And it's good. Well, bone broth, but.
It's like, hey, taco soup. Put all the good stuff in tacos, but water it down.
With bone
wasn't
broth.
That a Jackson rant?
No, that's my thing.
He started it though.
Jackson took it.
That is Luke's
thing. I get it, because you get like broccoli and cheese, and then you just put water in it.
Yeah.
Or noodles.
I get what
like
you're
pasta.
Saying.
It's people that. Poor people.
I love it.
You have to make it.
Nothing goes better with cabbage than cabbage.
Than cabbage.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Oh, I saw a thing. Okay. Oh, well, this is not a. It's one of those things that nobody else will care about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but someone had a swollen knee and they put a whole head of cabbage on the swollen knee.
I find that interesting.
that's something that I do.
To make the swelling go down.
Just like out of desperation.
Yeah, so I sent it to Rachel for.
My knee. I got some cabbage.
I sent it to
Try
Rachel.
It.
I go, when Josh is all better, just stick his hand in.
Right. Cabbage. How many do you think, like when people buy frozen peas, I'm thinking more than 50% of the time they're just using it for swelling.
They're
not eating the peas.
Hold on. Question. How many of the frozen peas last longer than the refrigerator
put in?
There's always
sure.
like when you take the grate out, they're stuck in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Or that's the reason that your door won't shut.
I think one of the darkest places is below the drawer of the freezer. There's some bad stuff down there.
Yep.
Yeah, we had some meat, like some ground beef that was left out, and it hadn't been.
Wasn't left out. It was just and defrosted. Had,
where the blood comes out, it melts, and then the blood comes out, and then there's just blood all over our new fridge.
Nasty bag.
Yeah. You don't want none of that.
The bag was beside a little hole.
It was a crime scene cleaning that thing up.
You guys put it just ground beef in a bag, and then it leaked everywhere. Yeah.
Then I put it. It was already a Ziploc. Then I put it in another Ziploc because can't waste it.
Luke has a theory about you guys.
What is it?
You're just college students.
That is my theory.
Why?
Well, okay. Well, you didn't have to put me on the spot here.
I just think it's really funny.
No, you're college students with money. That's my theory.
Which is the best way to go
you
to college.
Put, instead of a bench press in your living room, you put a Peloton in your living room.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense because the college people have the most fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you just do things that, you know, typically people have separate rooms for. But
well, think about it. If you ever see somebody's, like they have an exercise bike, it's always in the dungeon of their house.
Why?
There's no windows. It's depressing. There's clothes hanging off of it.
Don't we? We get on that thing every day.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Because, oh yeah, there it is. Jump on. Let's go.
But we will have a bench and the
tonal. Will be on the wall.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, that'll be in the living room too.
It will be. He's already marked it out. We're going.
Yeah.
Right by the couch.
So
amazing.
All we need now is the ping pong table.
But you can put a pretty picture on it too. Which we were definitely going to have a ping pong table, a really nice one where the piano is. And then it was going to convert it also into a dining room table for Thanksgiving.
See, that is college people with money talk.
Yeah, college student.
But it was a beautiful table. It was made of a certain kind of wood.
You're like,
my decorator had it picked out too.
How can we get glass red solo cups?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll agree with your theory.
Right. How can we get, do they make like a nice, like a Swarovski crystal beer pong table? We can get
exactly.
It's like, yeah, that's good. College students that have money.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that'd be a fun way to go back to college and just bling up the dorm room.
Yeah,
bling it up.
Bling it.
Zhuzh it.
What do they call it?
Dad becomes like DJ Khaled. He wears like the big fur coat with all the rings.
Oh, I so would. I so would because I left college early, so I never got the full experience.
You didn't drop out. Did you? I can't remember.
I stopped going to class.
Okay, so did you get kicked out?
While he was playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't let him play.
I mean, they don't really kick you out when you don't go to class because you paid them. So really, it's up to you.
So you just wasted your money.
Yeah, I didn't even get an F, so I got I's, which stands for incomplete. So, but it was a turning point in my life. So.
And this
lovely lady.
Yeah, I didn't know you then, but then I knew you when you came back, when you came back to where you're from.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Well. So, but yeah, I would love to go back to college. I think I could be a full-time student. And
It's fun.
It's weird how you switch up because I feel this like I feel the same way. It'd be fun to learn. Like while I was in college, I was just like trying to get out.
Yeah.
But then when you're out, you're like.
Yeah.
Well, now I actually.
Yeah. Now you're like, I don't actually know anything.
Yeah.
What do I do? That's when you start listening to like history podcasts because you're like, I never paid attention. Cram it all.
Yeah.
Like,
we were talking to Spencer last night, and he was talking about like atoms and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Spencer was talking about atoms.
Yeah. Like he was getting real in depth into like molecules and atoms and cells and stuff. And
okay.
I was like.
He was having
protons, neutrons.
Protons, neutrons.
Yeah, he had a whole thing about
the nucleus.
Yeah.
He was telling us about it.
Why is he into atoms? What did he listen to?
He just had an interesting theory about what is the soul.
Oh, that's right.
Ah.
And apparently, like, an atom is 99% like space.
Right.
So that
or
means,
more.
Yeah. So that means like your body, I guess I could totally be butchering this, but apparently your body is like 99% like space.
Yes.
So they think that maybe like, you know, when you meet someone and you kind of get like a weird energy or feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that's like what that is.
Mm.
Is your
I'm atoms? Totally into that.
I don't know.
I totally believe
that.
And
I think it actually goes along with like being born again. Mm. So when you're born again, then it's like you're. Maybe your cells are renewed. So there's a different energy, which goes along with like Caroline Leaf.
Yeah.
With her mind, her brain. She's like, literally, when you think positively, your cells in your brain grow.
Yeah.
And when you think negatively, they die.
Yeah.
And that's scripture.
I totally believe that.
Because you renew your mind to the word of God.
Yeah. What was that, honey, about the rice? We watched this thing. This guy does water.
Let's say the name is Marado, yes, is the doctor's name.
He's a Japanese.
And he talks about the first thing of rice is just in the same kind of three jars. One each.
So it's three jars,
rice,
and he puts
all the same kind of water. The first rice he speaks to kindly every day. You're beautiful. I love you. Whatever. The second rice, he says, you're an idiot. And the third rice, he ignores completely.
Right.
And I think this goes on for weeks. And then the outcome of the first rice has a sweet fermented, but it smells sweet, like it should do. The second one is like brown, wasn't it brown?
Yeah, just kind of like moldy.
It's just like a little ugh.
Yeah.
The third one that was neglected was gnarly.
It was black.
It was like it green and black and growing.
So the worst
the
of all was the neglect.
Wow. Yeah.
So, but he'll do things with water, and he'll like play different music with water and makes different types
and it's
of
the way it moves.
Types
it's
of shapes.
You have to see it. It's pretty wild.
Molecular shapes.
Because if it says Hitler, then it looks like a monster.
Right.
Interesting. I mean, the water does. Mm-hmm. It's really weird. But the other, you know, harmony looks like a beautiful snowflake.
Yeah. I said Brendan to this water and just.
Is that how you did though, like when you guys had kids and they were babies? Like you did three of them. So Spencer's the one. You're like, I love you.
Yeah.
And then Liv, you're like, you're stupid. And then you just neglected Levi.
And then neglected Levi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you remember that, Libby?
Remember that?
I know. I don't.
They neglected all of us. My parents. What? Just left us to be.
So you're all green.
Well, here, I don't know if we talked about this on a different podcast, but the thought, you know how your body regenerates, like your cells die, and you basically get a new liver every.
Six,
7 years. I thought it was whatever. Years, 7 years.
Well, different. I think different organs
maybe.
Are different
I
things.
Thought it was 6 weeks.
So my question is, okay, if you have thoughts in your head and your brain has them and you get a new brain, basically, how does it retain the memories?
It doesn't.
I think it's thought patterns that die and they either die off or they. I don't really know. I haven't looked into this for a while because I took her classes, but.
You have your memories, and then if you remember a memory again, then and you continue to remember that memory, then
I think.
Solidified.
But what if you, okay, like what if you haven't thought about something in 30 years?
Our patterns.
It's because we keep getting, it's like the iPhone, we keep getting new hardware, and then our brains just access the cloud. That's it. It's up there.
Wow.
And it's up there floating.
And then you get updates.
Come on now. There's nothing new under the sun. Okay. It's just being pulled from somewhere.
And then when your cloud is like storage is like maxed out.
Yeah, then you have to pay a bill. It's like 99 cents to get 50 gigs more.
Remember this last week? I was like, oh my gosh, I've totally forgot that there was a memory that I pulled up this week. I was like, I haven't even thought about that in years. I can't remember what it was. But I haven't done that. I don't even know when I've ever done that. When I've realized, oh wow, where did I get that? Where'd that come from all of a sudden?
Yeah. Just recall.
Yeah, but it was like wild because it's like, I don't remember thinking about that.
Yeah. The brain's just a big file cabinet. That's all it is.
That's what
I used to think of it as like a chalkboard in my mind.
Mm.
And I would just write. I had a bunch of writings everywhere. So.
How do you think of, I like months of the year. How do you see them in your head? Like some people see them like a clock.
Always ask.
Some people see them linearly. How do you see the months? Do you see them as a calendar? I see them linear, like just like almost.
Like wait, what do you mean? Like, I don't know.
How do you visualize months?
I don't visualize
months. I think I see
months,
them linear.
I don't think.
When right. I think of them.
Wait. What do you mean? Like, do you visual? I don't visualize months.
I see them flying off the calendar. I literally do.
Like, if you're seeing like September, like if someone says like what context?
Like
would
September,
you start visualizing?
Like okay, now it's July, so I'm like, well, we're doing this thing in January, so I think of it linearly. Whereas some people may think, I think like January would be like 1 o'clock. And then they would see September is like 9 o'clock or something.
They just say it's a different ways of thinking.
Yeah.
which we don't.
I think like, I guess I go linear.
Right. Like when I'm playing guitar, I think shapes. I think in shapes.
Really?
Yes. Like almost like geometrical shapes when I play guitar. Triangles and squares and rectangles.
Hmm.
Wait, actually.
Yeah.
What if I guess.
I smell color.
Well, I know that.
Did you know that about me?
That's pretty cool.
I do.
What's your favorite color smell?
Huh?
Is it like the
magenta
markers we used to have?
Magenta.
What does it smell like?
What?
What does that smell like?
Oh, yeah, those were the best.
What does magenta smell like?
It smells like fruit. It's very fruity.
They all smell like fruit. Remember when we had those markers when we were kids?
Yeah.
Purple was grape.
Yeah.
Yellow was lemon.
Yeah.
Good times.
Great times.
Did they have those when you guys were little?
Have what?
Scented markers.
Scented markers.
100%. I probably smelled them a little too much.
She loved the scented markers.
Smelled it a little too much. It's too much a marker smell. It's no good for me brain.
So.
Wait. So, what? Godmother. We got a job for Godmother.
Godmother. We had a friend that has a psycho neighbor. They're not in this state, but they're in a place with a beach. So they bought some property, a house on a beach, right?
Okay.
And their neighbor by this new house that they have or whatever.
For 40 years that the old neighbor
40 years,
used the driveway.
I guess somehow their driveway is on this neighbor's property a little bit, but it's been that way for 40 years. And the previous owner of the house, she never got any slack about it. So their neighbor guy approaches him and says, basically,
I'll let you have it if you give me the dock.
I'll let you have that driveway if you give me your dock and your beachfront property.
Beach. Yeah, the sand part.
What?
Yeah. And they said no, and so he served him with papers to sue them.
Sue them?
So dad's like, these are the times you wish he had a guy. Or, in this case, a gal.
Yeah,
was
you know,
part of the mafia.
It's like he's bullying them. He's strong arming them. So it's one of those. It's a deal where if you just wish it knew somebody. I'm not saying mafia, but somebody who could send a message. So I thought, what better?
Grandmama Amelia, she got you. Yes, I know. I know a guy, Nikki. Okay. He's a good guy, but he don't do good things now, Nikki. No, no. But I love him. You have to love him, Nikki. But he clean up when you need to clean up. I tell him I got the spaghetti sauce all over my kitchen. He says, no problem. He comes, he cleans it up for you. Do you get what I'm saying, Nikki?
I do, sir. He's saying you can send a message to this person and it'll be all cleaned up.
Oh, we send them a nice pasta dish.
That would be perfect.
Full of meatballs, if you get what I mean.
I think I do. Like, is it violent or is it, how do you?
No, 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 Nick. No, it won't even feel a thing.
It's just the red sauce.
No, we just the mix of things it up. No, no. It's a pop of the spaghetti. But we pop a few other things. You don't have to worry about that, Nikki.
Oh, wow.
That's Francisco's job. Don't you worry about
Francisco.
That.
So how much pasta sauce, pizza sauce, or whatever sauce are we talking about?
Marinara.
Is it going to be bad?
How much you got to spend, Nikki? What's your budget?
A couple thousand, maybe. What'll that get me?
No, no, this is pasta sauce straight from Italy. Italy.
You know what?
You know. You know.
I do know.
You know.
I do know.
No, this is supreme. It's organic, natural. We're talking $10,000.
$10,000 will do it.
He'll get it cleaned up for you. No problem.
Well, it's cheaper than, I guess, getting a lawyer.
Oh, I love you, Nikki. I got to go, okay? I talked to my guy. He talked to you. Okay, goodbye.
Thanks, Godmother.
Ciao.
That was Godmother.
Godmother.
It's good to hear from Godmother.
She's rough.
She is.
She's kind of sweet, though.
Well, she knows how to send, like, send the message without sending a message. Right. Right.
Like that. There's no trace.
I wouldn't want to cross.
She doesn't give away her secrets.
No. That's right.
And
you can't trace her.
That's good.
It's helpful.
That's good.
That's good. Do we, I've got one or two thoughts that people might not care about.
All right, let's do it.
Can you,
what are you saying?
We got you.
You have one or two? This week that I think was pretty
interesting, but will you think it's interesting? Okay, I've noticed this about myself and about people like, a lot of people like me, is that
people like you, or a lot of people that like you?
People, you know, that I live around, friends. It's just an observation that I found interesting that you might not find interesting. I think that I get a little too excited about food trucks.
And your people do too?
I think people get a little too excited about them. Like our friends and stuff, every time there's an event, that's the thing they bring up. Oh, they're having a band and they have food trucks. What?
And
food?
Fireworks.
Food on a truck? Whoa. And I get viscerally excited about it.
Yeah.
And
I really
when you think
did
about
like
it,
that.
It's not,
Zero, that was good.
It's not a, I don't think it's a great thing. I just get overexcited about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that's just a great point.
It's a little,
but I think it's cool because the idea of it, it's like a starter company kind of thing, like the American dream, but on wheels.
Yeah. I don't.
That's cute.
It's just people that the trucks are usually colorful.
Yeah.
But it's just food on a truck. I just don't.
So you don't
I just,
find it interesting.
No, I do. I get excited about it, but think I don't know why I do.
Yeah.
Well, and part of it's like if you go to a certain, like there's a certain place we can go to in Cottleville, but it won't always be the same food trucks. You don't know what food trucks are going to be there.
Yeah.
When you get there. That's kind of fun. It's like a little food roulette.
You kind of know though. Mm. I mean, I got a gyro, right? I got a gyro at that thing we went to.
That was last year.
And it was just it was okay.
Was it good?
Mine was good.
But just in a paper dish. Wrapped in tin foil.
I think what keeps it going is like you have your one experience of a great food truck. And then you're just like
looking for that.
You can't
let
go of that.
Yeah, because sometimes you get unique ones. Yeah,
experiences.
Okay, the best one I ever went to. Yeah. Livy was little, and we were on a bus, and we were in Wisconsin.
I remember that. That's the one I'm talking about.
And really,
yeah,
it was Korean tacos.
Yep.
Oh my gosh! Well, see, I'm looking for that.
But do you like it more because it came off a truck?
No,
As you would enjoy at a restaurant.
We only bought one to share with the four of us to make sure.
Right,
and then we could not stop buying them.
Yeah,
okay.
They were little, so we didn't go.
So that's
crazy,
more of a taco truck, though. That you'd call that a food truck?
I don't know. We never had
anything
like it. Right next
to that, I remember this was close to it was a weed truck.
There was.
Oh, for a weed truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was almost kind of, this was a just, while ago too.
Just to throw,
wait a second.
With the sign the petition, you know.
Yeah,
wait,
sign the petition.
So it's like a food truck you buy joints.
Trying to marilize Leguana. Yeah.
It was right after the Michael Brown thing because there was all these signs everywhere too for Michael Brown.
That was a crazy time.
2000 something, 14, something like that. I don't really like food trucks that much. To be honest, maybe
I get it. I shouldn't like them as much as I do.
I'm just playing the. I think that. Everyone just likes, you know, it's like a thing to do, you know? You're just at the place and they're like, well, we got food trucks.
Well, like even when we're talking about your wedding or something, we talk about someone's, oh, you should have a food truck.
What?
Well,
why?
That has worked out well for some people.
But why don't you just have catering?
I personally think, this might be frowned upon. I don't think they're that convenient. Like, they take a long time. They're not really that fast. And they're kind of overpriced. And they're normally mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there'd be all I have to say. Rats in
I just think it's like $15 for like a sandwich, and then you get chips because you don't get their like fries and stuff. But the real restaurants are better.
And I always feel sorry for the guys on the food truck because the guy's usually a little too tall. So he's always just
bending over.
Look, the window's never.
Yeah.
It's never eye level with the person. Why is that?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Never given it this much thought, I guess.
Do you guys, like, when you go on dates to, like, restaurants, do you feel, like, weird?
Like, just you two?
Feel what?
When do you feel weird? Do you feel like you don't really know what to talk about?
Wait, what's the last restaurant we went to? Think of that. For a date. I mean, when we were
also, like,
Cancun. Oh, my gosh, Cancun. No, that was amazing.
That's a little different.
We had so much fun.
Because you're kind of like, that's
we were the only ones there, and we were there for 3 hours.
Right.
Well, Liv and I are off. We're off fancy restaurants.
We've never had a good restaurant experience together. We'll either like fight or we'll just sit there in silence.
Because we
don't know what to do.
Here's my theory is that a lot of people don't spend as much time with their spouse as we do. We do everything together all the time. Yeah. Then when we go out to eat, then it's like we feel like there's this weird pressure to like sit and talk. But it's like we've already sat and talked and we're here.
So then it's just weird.
But like we'd rather.
But then we're just there and we're dressed up so we don't really feel ourselves. So we're just kind of like.
And then. Yeah.
And then we feel like we need to be proper. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Well, you could do like my dad used to do. He used to take us all to Ponderosa, bring the newspaper, just snap.
He's got a point there.
Just bring some work. Liddy could bring your laptop. I
would literally rather probably have that. Like, I'd rather be playing Mario Kart.
The thing is that we would like more. Bring cards. Is like, we'll go.
When we bring cards, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Or if we go.
Just bring Uno.
We like going to like Chipotle and then taking it to like a park.
Yeah.
And then listening to a podcast.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second. How is going to a park and sitting there different than going to a restaurant?
Because we are people watchers.
Outside.
Yeah.
We're people watchers.
So you're judging. Why can't you judge at the restaurant?
I would rather do that too, by the way. Like we used to in college, sit on a blanket.
Yeah. I also, this is, I feel like I'm being negative tonight, but I'm just going to say it. So in my opinion, waiters can make or break your night. And more often than not, they break it. And then you have to pay them no matter what.
All right.
And so my thought, I love the waiters out there that are, but I can personally get my own, I like getting my own water if I'm thirsty. And I can get more of things. I don't know. Maybe that's just who I am.
Well, let's talk about that. What makes a waiter bad? What makes, because one thing, when they you get one thing of water and it's you don't get any refills at, you know, and you're just parched and they never return.
Right.
Maybe the waiter that just disappears. We get that a lot.
That's the worst. Now.
Well, we love waiting
tables.
That's
one of the bad things.
So great.
No, but I think the over communication, like you just get their food and they come back before you try it. And they're like, how is it? And you're like, I don't even know yet, man.
You haven't taken a bite yet. Yeah.
Where'd we just go Sunday that we loved?
The pop. It was a
Rosalita.
Rosalitas.
They have good
love
service
the atmosphere.
There.
People were great.
Yeah.
And food the thing, yummy. I feel like the Mexican thing, like going to a Mexican restaurant, is great because you just bring out more chips and drinks, and everyone's happy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I did.
It was
really,
actually
No.
Well, we went to Rosalita's like a week ago, and we had this younger server. He was maybe 16 or 17, but it was hilarious because his mom and his family was having dinner like right next to us.
Yeah.
So she was almost like our waiter too, because she'd come over. Is he doing a good job? Is he taking care of you?
Oh,
and she's
cute.
Like, he needs to cut his hair, doesn't he? And we're all like, yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah,
that's
sweet. It was funny. But
that's fun.
I think too, it's like when Luke and I are like, neither of us are great with waiters. Like usually you'll have a person in your group that's like just great with the waiter and will be like, very interactive. But I feel like neither of us are like great
with waiters. So that's probably
why
you really hate it.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I just have a lot of...
So that kind of...
Unless you go to a really good restaurant right now, I like cooking, so then it's hard for me to get mediocre food at a restaurant too. I feel like I'm being negative, so I'm going to chill, but I'm just...
No, that's okay. Get it out.
It's just, I think that... after
the real Luke.
After killing our brain cells,
sorry,
Luke.
After COVID
negativity.
Every time he talks, I'm like...
Our trees are dying in our brain.
I'm dying. The mold is growing.
No, really. I get your point.
At least it's not turning green.
All right, that's enough of that.
All right. I'd like a picture of my soul after talking to Luke, like for an hour, just to see what it looks like.
The water.
Deformed.
No, it's totally cool. I get it.
Well, I think about that when I go to order food anyway. I think, can I make this at home? And I often will not order something I feel like I could make at home.
And that's,
that's why I always get chili relleno, because I could make it home, but I don't want to.
And we, Olivia, or me, I like getting like different ethnic foods, like Indian food or like Thai food. I can't make it.
Can't
They're
going to
make it
home.
Way better than me.
Yeah.
No. But like a steak that I get at a restaurant that's like 10 times the price, I'd rather make it home and eat twice the amount.
Right.
But
amen.
Yeah. Sometimes, and I think that some servers talk a little too much. Mm-hmm. They're a little too.
They try to be a part of your
little
party.
Too peppy. And I don't like it when they used to, they don't do this as much, but they used to use the phrase no worries a lot.
Mm.
Oh, no worries. No worries. No worries. Stop that.
Yeah.
Stop the no worries.
Yeah.
I feel like we've had good waiters. I mean, the one in Cancun, they were great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't there too long, like at the one place.
Well, that's the thing. When you get good servers, Mediterranean place. It makes your experience way better when you get really good servers.
Yeah.
And they're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell that they were trained well.
Yeah.
Like we went to this Mediterranean place in Cancun. It was just, you can tell. It's almost like Disney, how they train their people.
Yeah, it was very
like they're there exactly when you need them.
Right.
Yep.
And they're doing the crumbs. That was big. When they do.
Yeah, like, they come and do the crumbs, off.
And before you know it, it's like a clean.
Each.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, there's not a bunch
serving
of stuff.
What do you call that? We had phases, but that's not what you call
courses.
It. Courses. Phase. Oh my gosh.
We had many phases.
Yes, my brain was not
we eat in phases now, kids. That's why we look so good.
I see Libby ate the rest of my nutty buddy.
It was just sitting there.
There's a whole box of nutty buddy. Honey,
you weren't even eating it.
As
I was eating a little bit at a time.
That's hey, okay. No. There's enough nutty buddies to go around.
That's okay. No.
Some things never change.
I'm good.
You know what?
Why did she? Oh,
you can't
cookie
leave
story.
A nice treat like that right in front of my face.
Why did she?
That's rude.
Is she the one that ate all your cookies that time?
Oh yeah,
that was so cute.
I would.
And she's the only one that can get away with it.
All right, I found something out interesting this week that you guys might not find interesting, but you should find it interesting.
Because but what if we don't?
You will.
Okay.
You will. Yes, you will. Just went to Walmart to pick something up for this podcast. There's a chiropractor inside of Walmart.
Oh, wow. Is that a new thing?
Yeah. There used to be a McDonald's. Now it's a chiropractor.
Dude, interesting. Is it called the joint?
No, it's called like Backbone Chiropractor.
Wow.
Gotta go.
How
that's kind of helpful.
Did it look
broke
nice?
Back chiropractor.
Now, if Walmart don't got it, you definitely don't need it because it's got
they
everything.
Have everything.
Wow. You think people are using the broke back Walmart
I'll bet
guy?
They are.
If they're not, we will.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know who's like thinking of a.
What was he wearing? Did you see the chiropractor?
No.
Like a V neck, big chain.
Yeah. He's like all the shops at the front, like the sketchy bank you've never heard of,
right.
the tax service place, the glasses spot. They're all like the same company.
Yeah.
But they just do different services.
You've got the arm sleeve thing to check your blood pressure. And yeah. There's just all this random.
Mm-hmm.
So it's.
Because they have everything.
So that's a thing now.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Okay.
Good to know.
Yeah. So if you guys ever at Walmart picking up some things, need a little adjustment.
Get your back cracked.
All right.
No, I have my.
Have you got one? Yeah.
Just the whole grounding thing is weird. Like, we've run around barefoot most of our lives when we were younger, and then we started wearing shoes. So I've been learning a lot, but one little blurb that someone showed me this week was this dog had tetanus. So it was stiff. Like the dog.
It was wild.
Tetris. It was tetanus. Is that how you say it?
He played Tetris.
It was stiff. None of its joints moved.
Like, you know, when you step on a rusty nail, you get tetanus. It's some kind of, put your body into some kind of shock or something.
They had to carry it to go to the bathroom. They had to put a catheter. Yeah,
they picked the dog up. I mean, it was like.
The dog was just like this, stiff.
Okay, that's enough of
it. And so there was, you know, different ideas to try to get the dog.
So she was like, at first she was playing with it. Like, she was like shooting little BBs at it and it would knock it over.
Not really. But anyway.
She set up like a bowling pin. She like roll it and knock the dog over.
It was a pin.
Just for a few days.
But what was wild is she took the dog outside, laid the dog in the grass. And how much longer do you think it was? Like they tried everything for weeks, by the way.
Yeah.
And this dog got up and started chasing her.
Well, it took a while. It
wasn't like there
was a rehab.
Forever, but it was
probably a few weeks.
Oh, they were showing over weeks? I thought they were showing in the same day because the same color.
No, it was.
She was wearing the same color.
I think it was. But anyway.
Well, anyway.
It was amazing.
The grounding of that dog just being
right
on the grass healed its joints and everything.
Right. And so now we have a grounding garden.
We do.
Wow.
You guys were in it.
I never got those benefits from being grounded.
But do you run around barefoot?
That was good, Liv.
Nah.
Yeah, everyone awesome. Should laugh.
That was awesome.
It was bad.
What was bad?
Just forget it.
Just from forget being it.
In our family, grounding's a good thing.
I actually don't think I was ever grounded.
Can you guys explain your grounding garden for those of you who are picturing a grounding garden?
Just go around and walk barefoot in an area of
it's
grass.
It's just chairs.
Anywhere
with
you
want to
walk barefoot outside, call it a garden.
That's right.
And we're calling it that
because all you want, buddy.
I want to keep it nicer.
We have.
Yeah, what?
You laugh at us. They're saying they laugh behind our back because we're weird.
No, we laugh in front of your back.
Yeah, I was thinking they were laughing in front.
That doesn't make sense behind your back. It never made sense.
Doesn't make sense.
We get it, kids. Yes. You can laugh that we get it.
We no care.
We'll try anything.
But the funny thing is when I was little, my grandma Flower, we used to call her, when I would be sick and she'd be at the house, she goes, okay, my Italian grandma, she said, go lay out in the sun. So she put a cot out there in the rocks. And then she'd come out and she'd give me liquids and stuff. And she goes, now walk around in the rocks. I'd be like, what? Is this why?
Godmother, did you know her? Did you grow
up? She'd sit there and make me do it. But now I get why she did. But no one would say why.
I don't befriend no one with the name of Flower.
Well, that's just
what you make a bread with, Nikki. No. Who's going around naming the daughter Flower?
That's not her name.
No.
So, Godmother, what do you do to stay so healthy?
Oh, Nikki, I eat my pasta. Every day I eat my breakfast pasta. I eat my lunch pasta. I eat my dino pasta.
Dino.
Then I curl up on my uncomfortable couch and I take a nap. I don't know.
Doesn't sound very healthy.
What about dessert pasta?
Seems to work for her.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Nick.
No cannolis?
I forgot my cannoli pasta.
Cannoli pasta.
It's about 20 little cannolis. I put in the Miss Pasta bowl.
Miss what?
Forget it.
Miss Pasta bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems pretty healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It works for her.
Well, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
No grounding then?
No. The only grounding you're going to see is when you go down in the ground. When Francisco gets to you.
San Francisco.
That's when you do the grounding. Okay.
Okay,
love you guys. Goodbye. Got to go to bed now.
Oh, it's good.
Night tonight.
Oh, never get tired of Godmother.
She's showing up.
Is there a Godfather around? Anywhere? Where's he at?
Brendan?
I heard he was here.
No. There's a Noah God the Father.
So forget
I don't think
it.
I can do it.
That's all he's got.
When someone puts you on the spot for accents, it's so hard.
Right. Both have talking like this. Very anywhere to talk.
Speaking of Italy, guess who just booked their flights to Italy
now? Oh, man. That's huge.
We're going to be there. And we're going to see the sights.
We're just going to go there.
We're going to go there.
We're going to sit there.
You guys should talk like that. Should talk like that.
What parts of Italy are you going?
We're going to the good parts.
We're going around it.
Yeah.
In it.
Rome.
Statues and stuff.
Up it, down it. All around it.
Are you going to Amalfi Coast?
We're going there. We're going to Rome. We're going to Florence.
Florida.
And then we're coming home.
Yep.
Yeah. We're going to go Venice Beach. Florida.
Oh.
So.
You went to Venice
That's our Italy.
Yeah, Naples, Florida.
California. Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
How long are you going to be there?
11 days.
Wow, guys.
10 or 11.
I would love to go back to Italy and just spend more time.
Yes, well.
You guys should.
You can do whatever the heck you want.
The food.
Oh my gosh, you guys, wait to eat the food.
I know.
You're going to be like, why are they even calling this focaccia bread here in America? It's not even.
I hear they have food trucks over there too. Find you some Italian food trucks.
The food is so good.
Well, that's exciting, guys. Good for you. I'm glad you guys. You guys are, I don't know, making a lot more, it seems like. Making some bank.
No,
we've just been trying to do this since.
We just saved up money for 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
We got married. We were going to go, and then we didn't. And then COVID happened. And then we were like, we should just buy a house. And then we should go with our friends. And then we were like, didn't end up doing any of that. So then we just kept saving. So
good for you.
Is anyone else going?
Yeah, we're going with a few friends.
That's good.
Yeah.
So.
Are they good friends, good travel friends? You know this?
I guess we'll find out.
Okay.
But I think so. I think they will be chill. Yeah, they're
I
chill.
I hope so. Because you can't just go with anybody.
I know.
They got to be good.
I mean, we're going with Lil Jit next year.
That's nice. So.
Fun.
I think you got to good travel people. They're kind of, you know.
I know.
Steady.
Yeah. That's how they're base all my friendships. Can I travel with you?
Right.
Right.
It's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
That's
a good point.
Because technically, life is, it's the travel of life.
It's a journey.
Right?
It is the travel of life.
It's a journey.
You get it.
Oh, I get it.
The travel of life.
The traveler of life.
Yeah, I need you to help me out here. What am I trying to say?
What are you trying to say? The travel of life? It's the process of life?
No. That's all right.
All right.
Is there a different word you're looking for?
No. I thought I'd come up with a nice saying, but it didn't come.
So throughout the week, Tim will just send me videos that he wants for the podcast, but you won't say anything else. So you have a few for me?
I you know what? I think, are we locked in? Yeah, go ahead and just play them. I find them funny and I just send them to myself or send them to you.
Perfect.
So just give it a go.
This is the first one.
What's that? You want to full screen it? Is that a fifth camera?
No, that's
my camera.
Here
we
go. This is Africa. Look at Prison Mike.
Yeah, he's doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, he's going to sing.
It's his pants.
Here it comes. It's going to take a lot to drag you away from me. There's nothing that a man of old could ever do. She's
Pennsylvania.
I've never heard two people in the same talent section that poorly sing together.
Oh, wow.
He was just as bad as her.
Wasn't it worth the wait?
They were both off. That was beautiful.
No, play that one. Play that one. That's funny.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I'm going to have to start over.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of jewelry on.
This doesn't last long. I just thought it was funny.
All right.
Going to take a lot.
So be careful of that.
Normal size.
Wait, got to go back. Got to go back. Yeah, yeah.
This is for Luke.
hey, chill.
Cloud actually manifest. So be careful of that.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Okay, we got to get the first part of it, Luke.
I'm trying here.
You keep muting it again.
No, it's
starts just unmute.
Out loud actually manifest. So.
Okay.
Wait, what he's saying is careful what you sing. Whatever you sing makes it becomes true. It becomes manifest. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
And then this other guy comes
on. Be careful of that.
Normal size nipples. Nipples the same size as everyone's. Regular nipples.
Singing his own song.
Nipples not larger than Beyblades.
Than what?
Beyblades.
What is that? Is that those?
Oh, like Beyblades.
Come on.
Is that
somebody. What I think it is? Those old spinning tops?
Oh, yeah. You put them in the. Heck yeah. You put everyone out there knows what a Beyblade is.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
The kids used to have Beyblades.
I remember. Yeah. We used to play. So when we would travel, we had a minivan and they would set up a pack and play in the back and we would play with Beyblades like the whole time.
Yeah, normal size nipples.
That is
nipples, not the size of Beyblades.
Same as everyone.
That's Luke's one here flaw. We go.
Regular nipples.
That's not cool with us.
Nope.
Says tag an atheist.
Neil deGrasse Tyson? Ha! Nice name, bro.
Kind of funny your name is Neil, because that's what you're going to be doing when Jesus comes back.
DeGrasse? Well, guess what? God made DeGrasse, and the trees, and the sky.
It's hi, son. More like God wants to say, hi, son, I love you.
Yo, get rent, Neil, like your heart.
Big Bang?
Yeah, right.
Never heard of her.
God gave me that.
Sam Hooker.
You know where we're at? Yeah, we'll be out here, ready to pray with you anytime, the parking lot.
Prayer ministry.
Prayer with these hands. Bet you can't do this, Mr. Bill Nye. Take that.
Atheist.
Checkmate.
Atheist. Oh. Ernest Hemingway wasn't a believer. Now he's dead. Learn from that, kids.
Sure, you can run from God, but he's faster.
If we came from monkeys, explain this. Yeah. Sorry, Charles so Darwin, sick. But you're going to lose this battle.
Evolve this.
Tuck of the hand. Him. Survival of the fittest? My strength comes from the Lord. He's the fittest.
Touched by an angel? You'll be touched by this fist if you don't go to church. Oh, I'm looking for your excuses to not go to church. Couldn't find any.
I think that's pretty good. What do you think?
I like it. At first I wasn't sure, but then the more I went on, I was like,
who is this?
Can we get them on?
Cool Carl and Sunday Cool Tees.
Yeah.
We got to get them.
Those guys.
You got to reach out to them, Dad.
Yeah.
So I really would love to. And I think that's the first thing I've seen from them, but that's,
I love. That's all you need to see. You don't even
they're
need
sold
to
out.
See
I like
else.
It. I like it. Sometimes you got to get a little more aggressive with your ministry and, you know, right.
Smarter, not harder.
Punch them for everything.
Yeah.
Take that, atheist.
Is that working, Brendan? Is that going to work with video? Go to a different one.
Okay, we'll go to a different
one. I'll scroll up. That was just a funny bit that guy did. We could do that
later.
I don't
think that was it. You sent me 4, I think.
I sent you 4? That's it?
You did.
What's your other?
Oh, you sent me 4. 1, 2, really? 3. We've done 3.
All right.
Yeah, but...
I mean, could you even sing that bad, you guys? What if you guys did what they just did? Like, that was...
I could definitely sing that.
Wait,
pretty
how bad?
As bad as them. Let me do it. Oops. It's like she's wobbling.
It is pretty bad, actually.
Whispers of some quiet conversation. Oh, you get Champers?
Oh, Champers.
Oh, yeah.
Champers. Did I send you that one?
Oh. Send it to Liv.
I'll send
What's
it to you.
Champers?
Send it to Liv?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. I'll send it to you. I say Olivia. Is that
That's your? My name.
Olivia.
Hey, guys. Rumor has it.
Sorry. All right.
Rumor has it.
Can I make another quick observation
before
we move on? That you might not find interesting, but I found interesting, is that, okay, what's the coolest sports outfit? Like, the coolest uniform?
Love this.
Tennis.
You like tennis, okay.
Oh. Really good question. Sorry.
Why do you like tennis?
Oh, they're cute.
Just looks...
I don't want to wear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, tennis cool. is cute.
We all know yours.
What? Oh, that I think of a guy in a... Like, that a guy wears?
Oh.
Yeah, baseball.
Baseball?
Oh, yeah. I think most women would agree.
Yeah.
What's good about baseball?
The baseball uniform.
Just what about it? I mean, just looks cool. The button down.
Yeah.
The ball cap.
It's just everything.
Okay. Luke, did you have a favorite?
The coolest ones?
Yeah. Just
coolest uniforms?
Yeah.
probably like, I think football uniforms are cool with the big old helmets.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like that
too. But
I agree.
My second side note to this is that it's really funny that baseball managers wear a uniform and no
it's
other
the only sport.
That's
the only
person
sport.
Does.
Can you imagine like Bill Belichick in football uniform
just
or like Doc Rivers in a basketball uniform?
That would be hilarious.
Doc Rivers
so
wearing the pull away warm ups.
Well, it's just weird when you think about it. Like
a
some 65 year old man's
coach.
Like
yes, wearing a Speedo.
65
year old. Tuck.
That is so funny.
That's great.
It's what about
great
you?
Bit.
What do you think?
Well, I think I like football. I think hockey's pretty cool.
Oh, hockey's cool.
But I on the other side of that, the worst looking.
Mm.
Can I go ahead and share it?
Yeah.
Road biking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
bad enough yeah. on the professionals, but when you see normal people like
yeah.
down by the Katy Trail
yeah.
getting off the trail after a long ride.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Here's
it's so bad.
I saw a lot of those.
Here's what I have to say.
It's no good.
About
it's
that. You are good. So right. Because if you go to your local park and you're yeah. playing basketball, you're not wearing a Lakers jersey with pants. If right. you are, you're a weirdo, yeah. and you probably are bad at basketball, yeah. right?
But do you wear them, the outfits?
What's that?
On your road bike?
They're horrible. I'm not. I'm saying when I wear them, they're bad. They're Why? Really bad.
So to his point,
what?
You don't wear the Lakers outfit well, when you play basketball. They are comfortable. But why do they wear the
What
bike
I'm saying thing? Is, I'm not saying that.
I'm just asking. How, I don't know.
They're comfortable and they work, but they're horrible.
Mm.
From one thing, you've got the shoes, the clip-in shoes, which yeah. are cloppity clopping around.
They're clopping.
Clippity clop.
You've got the tight. What would you call them?
The biker shorts.
Spandex biker
are they
shorts.
Padded or something.
With the pad in the crotch.
Okay.
Yeah, and then right. the tight shirt that unzips all the way. So, okay, here's what happened. Your mother and I are at Bike Stop Cafe, and I see one guy, and he's at the counter. He's got his bike outfit. He's a middle-aged guy. And I told myself, I'm not going to judge this guy. Mm. Okay, I'm just not going to judge. Because he looked okay, and it was just, it's still ridiculous.
And you've worn it yourself. So.
But then a guy, an older guy, thin dude, probably in his late 60s, early 70s, comes walking out, and he's got his pants, those biker pants are too loose and it's got the pad and the pad is hanging down and it looks like he's got just a big dump in his pants.
Yeah,
it's just flopping
he's
around.
Got that, yeah, he's
it
got
was
the hanging
horrible.
Pad. Yeah.
His thing is unzipped and it just, I'm like, okay, I gotta, this is,
it's that's time bad. For me to judge.
That's, yeah. that's,
but you
horrible.
Didn't even say anything.
I know. I didn't want to say, I wanted to be non-judgmental, but in my that's head, nice. But in my head,
I didn't, I missed it.
And
so.
then, a guy who normally you wouldn't see on a bike because he's a little overweight.
Yeah.
He comes out. His wife kind of comes on her thing, which is ridiculous, and she's a normal size. And this guy is a big dude.
Mm.
He's probably 6'6". He looks kind of like Shrek. He had a Shrek-y kind of body.
Yeah.
So he's got that tight shirt and the pants.
Maybe the worst thing
the pants
to
left nothing to the imagination.
Oh, no.
It left nothing to the imagination. It was like, it was a Buddha statue.
All right. Got it.
In his pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, wow. I was like, how can you walk around with that? It was just so literally
yeah, like
in your
in
face.
In public like that?
I know. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Bad.
You know what? I feel that way, though, at the gym, because these lovely ladies will just be wearing essentially yeah. nothing.
Sometimes
and I'm like,
very
yo,
bad.
Dude, like, yeah. put that away.
But then there's the guys that lot. Wear Wolverine costumes.
That, love that.
And
what's the,
I mean,
like, to the gym?
Really?
Yeah. Yes. It's amazing.
What do you mean? Like,
I don't see that.
The floor Wolverine costumes. The gym is the most odd, wonderful, beautiful place on the planet.
Right. Yeah.
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 But what's the Wolverine costume look like? Or do we want to go into that?
I don't know. I think we've talked about it on here before, but it's basically just like a matching black to the floor Wolverine outfit.
Yeah.
And he's got all the accessories that you do to work out.
That right. you'd actually yeah. wear this for Halloween? And look like Wolverine?
No, he doesn't have like spikes coming out of his arms. It's just like
it's just like what?
It's just
it's hard to change. It's hard to change the weights with big spikes.
Yeah, he would have. There were just dumbbells hanging out of his hands.
There was a guy the other day barefoot at the gym.
Oh, I can't do that.
He's grounding.
He's grounding.
He got them yellow feet.
He had them yellow feet though. He got that jaundice.
He's chilling.
Why were they yellow?
It's not jaundice.
It's jaundice.
It was rough.
Got that liver problem.
He was just
walking
those dogs all over the squat yeah. rack. I was like, dude,
wow,
come on.
Now. But back to your sports thing. Great question. And biker, I think it takes the cake of the worst.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
It doesn't look good on anyone, mm-hmm. really. Right, even yeah. if you weigh 135 pounds, yeah.
it looks fine. I think when you're on the bike, but just don't get off the bike. Just
but
have some kind of a
cool.
come time a shawl or some kind of a covering that you could put on.
Something looser.
Kimono.
Like a robe or a kimono.
It
right?
comes from
a
the word muumuu. Kimona.
Maybe a biker's muumuu.
Oh,
and just
maybe.
Flap it around with a little string.
Oh, no,
string.
I got the chocolate all over my phone.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Sorry about that.
But anyway, I couldn't help myself. I told myself I'm not going to judge. But...
But you did.
But I did.
Whoa.
Yep. You just call it people watching. It's not judgmental.
Exactly.
Sure.
All right, you send me another video.
Do we watch? Can we watch Champers? Can we watch a video? Another one? Go ahead and play this. Guys from the South.
What is going on here?
I think you have to push the
turn it
top
up.
Right. Top right. You have to push the. Which no.
Is, oh.
Yeah. The.
Like, this is definitely something I can get behind because when you throw the word shame.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm just going to run through a few things that I had never heard of before moving to Australia. First up, we have the term champers, referring to champagne. This is definitely something I can get behind because when you throw the word champers around, it means you're here for a good time. Next up, we have the song The Horses, which most Australians seem to love. I'm not sure how I'd never heard this in America, but it's definitely a bop. Next up, we have chook, which is another name for a chicken. I'm not sure how I didn't come up with something like this myself growing up on a farm, but I really like it. And lastly, we have the barramundi fish. I never knew that fish existed before moving here. So I'm just going to run through.
I don't know. I guess I thought it was funny this afternoon.
I love barramundi fish.
Sorry.
What are you doing this
It's like those
night?
Ideas we talk about you write down. And you don't figure out. Oh, it's yeah, not it's gonna be I just it. Thought it's just why he's talking. I just thought. I just started cracking up. You're Champers.
Like, well, isn't he the cutest thing?
Things about Australia. I can really get behind.
I need the cutest thing.
Just
all right,
total.
Are y'all ready for another rendition of voice memo roulette?
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Although I don't have voice memos.
Yeah.
We thinking yes.
Yeah. Is it your turn?
I got
a good
one.
I thought you had to spin for a roulette.
Well, I think. Do you just want to go?
I'm just gonna go.
Liv's just gonna go this week.
Oh, she did you find
out.
Another one, Dad? Too.
Oh, I've got a few.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You ready for this? I'm really nervous.
Did you actually roulette it or did you have it pre-picked?
This is pre-picked. So that's enough of that. It goes on for a while.
So you were like, this would be really good to memo myself.
I think that was a plant. I was going to say.
I knew you were going to say that, and I just need you to know that that was January 26, 2022. So
really?
Yes.
No. Were you, was that like late at night when you did that? Or you remember?
I don't even know.
Sounds like
what
she's
that
in the car.
I really don't know why.
I love it.
That happened, but
I'm glad you recorded that.
I came across it right after the show last week, and I was like, "Dang it!"
And you're like,
"Perfect."
I had to put this in the videotape.
Okay, what's yours, Dad?
Give me a second here.
Wait, don't even vet it. Just do it.
Okay, I'll just do it. This is like an idea for a joke. I think. I think it's. Hold on. Where's
it? On speaker.
You gotta turn it up.
Wait, hold.
Put on speaker, babe.
It's not even turned up. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go.
I'm 50 years old. The other day, I got the urge to play chess in a park.
That's it.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
When did you record that?
That was June 21st, 2018.
Oh, dang.
Before,
I was wondering if we lived in
before
speaker.
COVID hit.
Yeah.
I'll do this one. I don't know what it is.
Today I saw a guy with a backpack on his front. And he had another backpack on his back. And there's a joke, maybe. There's somewhere.
Did you ever come up with a joke?
Gold, everybody, gold.
Front pack and a backpack.
The front pack guy. Hey, do the front pack joke, Tim. The old stand.
That's how the magic happens.
Yeah, that's how a genius thinks.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be something. You think Einstein did that? Well, you got gotta this. You something. Got the atoms.
Yeah.
Oh, there's got to be something there.
Gonna work it out.
Well, you got the speed of light. You got stuff. Mash it together. I don't know. Hopefully something will emerge.
Yeah, what if like pi is literally just a bunch of random numbers? He just started naming
pi.
Them.
That's what I think. I
he's
think
like
pi,
hoping for the best.
I'm feeling flat earther about pi right now. I think pi is a bunch of crap.
Yeah, maybe.
3124-5932. It's a circle. it's,
oh, man.
No, I think that's a bunch of crap.
I mean, who knows? It could, you know, could be.
But the front pack, that's got some legs.
That's a good one. I don't know what's there necessarily, but there's something there.
He was doing it, so. Yeah.
It's called the Behind the Backpack from Romco.
Because people wear their fanny packs in the front all the time.
Right.
They're called fanny packs.
Right.
They're called fanny beans.
Not in jolly old England.
England, that's a bad word.
That's quite the, right?
But we're in America.
Kind of, hey, how's your father? Right? Give a little, you know, look what's in the fridge. Hey? Hey? Take something out. Right?
That means nothing.
Take something for a walk. Hey?
I don't get it.
Right?
I don't think you're supposed to. Right?
Take it outside, walk around a bit. Hey?
With a fanny pack?
Left the keys in the car, did we?
What is happening?
Just everything.
A little, all their little cheeky, what it means.
They're little cheeky sayings. It's always like when they're talking about sex or something. Oh, it's right. Like, oh, I see.
It doesn't make any sense.
Put a biscuit on the table.
What?
I know exactly.
It's not supposed to make sense. Right. Very Monty Python.
Didn't close the blueberry container. Didn't take.
Yeah.
Took the dog out for a walk. Right? Huh? Come on.
Cheers.
That
was good.
You can stop me whenever. I could do them all day.
No, it's all right. We'll see.
You know, it's late.
He is such a young man, but he has so much to say. And he loves to give opinions in an opinionating way. He is loved from California to the sweatshops in Bombay. So it's time to take some time for Jackson Ranting.
I just found out you can overdub now.
Good afternoon. So over this past weekend, I went to go view the Barbie movie with Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went with a couple of friends. I was like, whatever. I'll go. They asked me to go. Why not? And then I had to actually sit down and watch the movie. That's where everything went downhill.
Downhill.
So, you know, it was basically like...
Overdubbing.
You know.
He's overdubbing.
It was like Barbie power. Women power. Yeah, that's cool. Well, whatever.
Whatever.
But then there was a part of the movie where Ken comes back and he makes Kenland or whatever it's called.
Ken.
And they're like, oh, this is bad. This is not good. We need to make this look bad. But they didn't make it look bad. They made it look sick.
Sick.
It was awesome. And they had horses and karate and mini fridges and women and hot tub. And it was sweet. And they all got along. And the only reason they went to war with each other was because of the women.
Women.
And I probably shouldn't comment on anything past that. Pretty controversial.
Controversial.
But they try to make Ken the bad guy. In reality, Ken is sick.
Awesome.
And I would do everything Ken did in that movie because it was awesome.
Overdub.
Bye-bye.
Overdub.
He is such a young man.
That's the best one ever.
So much to say. And he loves to give opinions in an opinionating way.
Opinionating.
He is loved from California to the sweatshops in Bombay. So it's time to take some time for Jackson Ranting.
That was the best one so
really
far.
Good.
I think that was the first one where his rant was longer than the song.
Yeah. That's, I know, I was thinking that too.
By far.
Yeah.
Wow. And he didn't want to do it. I was like, go do a random
Barbie.
His
dub
like,
over
why?
Voice was pretty good.
I don't
but
even know
how
he did
that. He just discovered that, so he had a good time.
Genius. You kids are so smart when it comes to the technology and such.
Yeah. You youngins.
Youngins.
That technology.
That's all you know. They're just not scared. They're just not scared of it. They'll just do it. They'll just like do a button or something. Like, I'll try it. No biggie. Like, I don't care if I screw up the internet or whatever.
Yeah, that's just right.
Like, I'll dub till the cows come home.
Yeah, Dad's got the power to shut down the metaverse.
I do.
You got the button?
I got the button.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it located?
Maybe. Around the corner.
In back, the blueberry pocket.
Back in the mulberry bush. Eh?
While walking the dog?
Right. Okay. Walking the dog, taking the dog for a snoozer. That's what I say. You plonker. Yeah.
You plonker.
Yeah. Feeling a little doby, are we? Feeling a bit on the crunchy crunch.
I don't know.
Taking the ferret out for a.
So have you guys seen the Barbie movie, Olivia or Luke?
No.
Okay.
I just don't know. Should we?
Yeah, we have to see it, and then we'll report back next week. That's our homework.
Should we watch it together?
No, separate. Well, take notes. No, we can watch it together.
We do have plans, but.
Only plans.
What do you mean, to see the Barbie movie?
With some friends.
Barbieheimer.
Yeah, we're doing Barbieheimer.
Barbieheimer.
What's that mean?
Oppenheimer and Barbie.
Seeing
the same night.
Double feature.
Oppenheimer's like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
But it's Cillian Murphy, so.
But it's
like,
Cillian Murphy. So you do Cillian what you
Murphy,
gotta do.
Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr.
We need to go see Oppenheimer too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My friend said it's up there in conversation with like Interstellar and those, with the Christopher Nolan.
Okay, so let's do a little movie talk next time.
Movie talk next time, yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Write it down.
All right, everybody. Cameo.com. I will do a video for you for money.
Is this about, are we on the topic of things that other people don't really care about?
Yeah, that was great.
Watch it. Or
zing.
I was just wondering.
All right, I'll take you zing. Out for a walk.
Promises. Let's do a couple reviews. I have the YouTube comments pulled up with some pretty good reviews
Let's do it.
Libby's very tired. Thank you, honey, for staying up so late.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're welcome.
It's time for this week's top three reviews of the week.
That's pretty good. Lib, do you want to read this one?
Oh, let me see. I can't see it.
I need. Yeah, you want to read it?
Yes, sorry, I don't have my glasses on.
No, this is why.
I need Olivia's wardrobe. She always looks so Gail?
Gall darn cute.
Heart. Aw. Thanks for the laughter today, y'all. Preparing to put my fur baby down as she's battling liver cancer. So it's nice to just forget for a while and laugh along with you guys. Aw, that's so sweet. That's
sweet.
We're sorry.
Yeah, sorry that's about sad. That.
Here, Liv, here's another one.
Okay. I'm almost positive that if Olivia was my sister, I wouldn't feel like I have depression every day. I wish we were friends. Aww. We are friends.
Aww. Macy, nice. What does it say? Macy W8923?
Yes.
Macy, you'll always be our friend.
Oh, that's sweet.
Really cute.
And then does someone want to read this one?
Okay. Great episode. Though other than Tim, I've had to imagine what you all have looked like, and now that there's video, it's altering my reality. You should have fans and send in pictures of what we thought you'd look like this whole time till now. Love the pod.
Oh, that's
can
funny.
We actually do that? That would be awesome.
Yes,
that
yes.
would be so
what
funny.
What they imagined you to look like.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome. Yeah, because some people are like, I didn't know Luke would be attractive.
Here's a good one. Here, Tim, you read this one.
All right. This comes from Toby Eddie. Is it just me or does Tim look like Pedro Pascal and an older Johnny Depp mixed together?
So that's what it actually said? Or no?
That's what they said about Luke last week.
Wait, this is my favorite. Did
this
I
one right
say
here.
This?
Heather, you should read this one. This one you're talking about, Liv?
Oh, yeah, do that.
All titles right here. Olivia Grass, Luke's wife, the gangsta, Luke Grass, the punch bag, Heather Hawkins, Tim's wife, the calm and sensible. Tim Hawkins pays for the stuff. That's good.
That is Liv, what right did you on. Like?
That's Bryce so funny. Right on. Marquez.
Well, it's the one I think I already said, Brendan, is Tim's Toby.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Let's get one more. Hold on.
What?
Yes. there's just a lot of Get You Another in spelling.
Get You Another. I got a lot of photos sent in for ideas for Get You Another in t-shirt. Okay.
So next week.
So I'll do a poll. We'll see. We'll try to get one going.
Right.
Get them t-shirts. Crank them out.
Send them in. I know there's going to be some keepers. So I think the tough part would be choosing one, actually.
I know.
But we have to get them by, at least by Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
But we should have at least one designed by Christmas, don't you think?
It usually works out best.
I love the idea of the shirt, the cup looking like the pocket with the little handle on it. That's a great idea.
It look great, yeah.
Great idea.
But you really do like to have merch in the past before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That's how it's been. Because
that's when people start
Let's get it shopping. Done.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll do that.
Perfect.
Get her done.
Figured out by Halloween.
Perfect. Figured out by Halloween.
All right, we are.
Hey, Godmother, can you tell everyone how you love them and you want to tell them goodnight to all the ho-dunks out there?
I do, Nikki, I do. Thank you for coming to the Tim Hawkins podcast. I put my aligners in so I have kind of a lisp now, but that's okay. Love you guys. So, nighty nighty. Oh, good morning. Love you.
Love you.
I love you.
I love you.